summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Brian. All right, we've got April inflation data that's due out at noon today. Your estimate comes in at about 4.6% on year. What's the rationale there for that estimate?
Hi, good morning. We're expecting a moderation in inflation into April. And the main reason, I think, is two things. One is the fact that we are getting a base effect coming from last year. So if you recall, around this time last year, you know, fuel prices were going up. So we are going to get a reduction in that year-on-year inflation rate. The other thing is, of course, you might have noticed oil prices fell in April, and we got some corresponding decreases in the fuel prices as well. So those two, I think, will combine to give you a slightly lower inflation rate into April.
But fuel prices, is that still the main driver of inflation moving forward?
Yes, it is. I mean, it's going to be the main driver of inflation this year. You know, it's always had a very large impact on the inflation rate. So, you know, we will have to see what happens with oil prices. As you can see in the last couple of weeks, it's been quite volatile.
Now, also, we've got local media reports of a potential hike in sugar prices. Now, should that happen, how much do you think that will feed into upward pressure for Malaysia's CPI?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's going to be very significant. So one thing to note is that, of course, a sugar price hike, you know, could be quite substantial when you compare it against the price of sugar itself. So, you know, when you look at that hike, we're looking at something close to 13-14% of a hike. But then when you realize that the weight of sugar in the CPI basket is quite low, it's only 0.2%, that means that, you know, overall the impact on the overall headline number on CPI is probably quite insignificant. We could probably looking at somewhere close to 0.02% percentage points.
But couldn't there be spillover effects into, say, the food and non-alcoholic beverages component of the consumer price index?
Yeah. So certainly that's something that we will have to watch for. You know, whether we get any kind of a second round effect, you know, spillover into the other components. But right now, I think, you know, based on what we're seeing, we don't think that's going to be terribly significant just yet.
All right. Now, going back to March, though, CPI came in at 5.1%, you know, highest in 8 years. Now, you expect a moderation in inflation. So does that imply that headline inflation has already peaked for 2017?
Yes, that's right. So March is going to be the peak for this year. That's what we're projecting right now. And again, the reason for that is because, you know, after March, around this time last year, we got fuel prices being hiked almost consistently for the rest of the year, and that base effect is going to be quite significant, I think, in bringing down the monthly inflation numbers all the way to the end of the year.
Now, Brian, as we're talking about inflation here, we got to note that domestic demand, that is a key driver for growth, for Malaysia's growth this year. Do you see enough resilience within domestic demand to withstand that expected 3-4% inflation for 2017?
Yes, that's a very good question. I think based on the numbers that we are getting recently, based on the recent data, we're looking at GDP growth actually improving this year. So based on the first quarter numbers, we are tracking it going up to somewhere around 5.2% in the first quarter of this year, year on year, and that compares to 4.5% in the fourth quarter last year. Now, for the full year, what we're forecasting right now is 4.8%. And that's, of course, higher than last year, which was 4.2%. So stronger GDP growth this year, a stronger pickup in activity, I think that should be, you know, able to withstand that pickup in inflation as well.
That was Brian Tan, economist with Nomura Singapore.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers!